This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The COVID-19 vaccine developed jointly by AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford has released updated information about its effectiveness after a watchdog group questioned its results. The new information shows the two-dose regime is 76% effective in preventing symptomatic coronavirus. The latest figures revise an announcement made by the British-Swedish pharmaceutical giant on Monday that the vaccine was 79% effective against the virus. Those claims were thrown into doubt just hours later when a key U.S. government oversight agency said AstraZeneca may have included outdated information from the late-stage clinical trial, which may have provided an incomplete view of the efficacy data. The Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine has been the leading choice in the developing world because of its low costs and simple storage requirements. Well, later today, U.S. President Joe Biden will hold his first news conference since taking office in January. While Biden restored daily briefings by his press secretary and answered questions in other formats, he's the first president in decades to make it this far into his first term without holding a formal question-and-answer session with members of the news media. Biden is likely to face several questions, a number of them on the domestic front, including the recent mass shootings in Georgia and Colorado, situation at the U.S.-Mexico border, and the government's response to the coronavirus pandemic. On the international front, Biden is expected or could expect to field questions about the U.S. relations with China and the situation in Myanmar. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. Anti-coup demonstrators rallied in the streets of Mandalay in Myanmar Thursday, the country's second-largest city, to protest against the country's military junta. Now, this comes as the U.S. is planning to step up sanctions on Myanmar, this time targeting business conglomerates controlled by the military, according to two sources familiar with the matter. The U.S. has already slapped targeted sanctions on top military generals in response to the military coup, overthrowing the democratically elected government. The coup sparked a widespread uprising, and security forces have cracked down on protesters, killing more than 270 people. President Biden chose Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the White House effort in tackling the immigration challenge at the southwestern border with Mexico. Harris is tasked with addressing the surge of young migrants at the border, a challenge that threatens the administration's legislative agenda. The president says she'll deal with the Northern Triangle nations, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, to tackle internal issues that drive immigration. The U.S. has seen a dramatic spike in border encounters over the past 2 months. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said on Thursday that the peace and safety in Japan and the region has been threatened after North Korea test-fired two ballistic missiles. Suga denounced the launches and labeled them a violation of the U.N. Security Council when he spoke to reporters in Tokyo. South Korean officials have reported early in the day that two short-range missiles were fired from the northeastern coast, landing in the sea just outside neighboring Japan. The launches come as the Biden administration is in the final stages of its North Korean policy review and has repeatedly spoken of its desire to renew diplomacy with North Korea. Pyongyang has said it's not interested in talks until the U.S. drops its hostile policy, a reference to sanctions, military exercises, and other U.S. activities on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea has boycotted talks for more than a year and seems intent on ramping up pressure on Washington. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, additional information on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.